Good morning.
Creedence Clearwater Revival plays over the speakers as students file into class on this Wednesday afternoon. A quick glance around the room looks more like a United Nations meeting than a classroom. Flags for Nigeria, Japan, Macedonia, and many others adorn the students' green flight suits, along with squadron patches and aviation accomplishments. That's because this class is called Understanding and Working with the U.S. Military. Dr. Brian Salmeski is the instructor.
We have one civilian, nine military, ranging from captain to lieutenant colonel. They are from 10 different countries, and between them, they must speak at least 25 languages.
Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery is home to Air University, and today's class is a part of their graduate curriculum. It's a change for the Defense Department, which spent years training U.S. troops to understand customs in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now foreign servicemen and women are being taught to understand the American military. Dr. Salmeski says that starts with taking a look at ourselves.
We believe that to build a partnership, you have to not just understand your counterpart, but they also have to understand you. So we've started not just to study other peoples and other cultures, but to leverage our international officers to help understand and convey what makes American military personnel tick.
And that introspective look starts with these 10 men from foreign lands. Today's lesson, perceptions of threats and enemies. The class is discussing how Americans view foreigners.
This has been at the foundation of a lot of our discussion in international relations studies for, 20 years now?
No, I think this argument is okay. Why? Because it is a very universal one.
In this setting, no one is judged and conversation flows freely. As a result, not everyone agrees with the source material or even with each other. That alone is a novel concept to Major William Recall. He pilots helicopters for the Air Force of the Philippines.
You could always say no to your instructors. You could always say, no, that's not right. In the Philippines, you can't do that.
Discussions like this help soldiers better understand American culture. But class time is not the only way these students get a taste of all things American. They are also living and interacting with their families in Montgomery. Captain Peter Ribashek is a maintenance engineer in the Slovenian Air Force. He says his family thought they knew Americans well. That is, until they got here.
My wife said, no problem, I can accept this. It will be easy for me. But then was some kind of the cultural shock. Everything was different. Not only language and food. There was many differences, like schools, medical system, educational system.
The trials and tribulations Captain Ribashek and his fellow classmates experience while navigating American culture are all fodder for the course. One such instance sticks out in particular.
This was something just as fundamental as, why did somebody take me into their master bedroom?
Again, Dr. Salmeski.
Because in many parts of the world, that is, to use the students' words, a sacred matrimonial space. We wouldn't dream of showing somebody from outside of the family where the husband and wife sleep, and we were able to talk that through.
At the end of the semester, these 10 men will move on. The hope is that they will act like ambassadors and pass along what they've learned when they go home. That raises the question of just how much can 10 men do to educate their peers. Robert Blau is the State Department advisor to Air University. He says the answer to that question lies in the men themselves.
They're likely to be selected because they're going to do well in the rest of their career. I mean, there's an honor roll that we have here at Air University that recognizes graduates of any of the schools here that have gone on to be at least a chief of their Air Force or military service. And there's hundreds of them that have done that.
Blau says as the U.S. military deals with cuts related to sequestration or a reduced role in overseas conflicts, the time spent at Air University by these foreign soldiers becomes even more invaluable.
Actually, the lower the amount of money we have, the more valuable this becomes, because at that point we expect our partners to shoulder more of the burden. So this investment in international education is going to pay off even more, I think.
But the benefits of the class go beyond the 10 men and the others they may interact with later in their careers. Dr. Salmeski says at the end of the class, they will compile all the content into a U.S. military culture guide.
It's not a graduate-level seminar at that point. It's a field guide. So we're doing all of this deep thinking in order to understand it ourselves, yes, but also to boil it down and be able to share that with more of our international partners.
The success of the United States military's future global operations may just have to give thanks to a little 10-student class at Air University in Alabama. Ryan Vasquez, APR News at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery.